Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to talk about hot and cold. We have Josh from Transition Band. Hi Josh, 你好。
你好, hi Xiaolan.
Is it hot or cold today where you are in Taipei?
In Taipei, it's hot. Yeah, very hot.
Yeah, I think Taipei is very hot every day.
Pretty much, yeah. Although actually I can hear thunder outside right now, so I think it could have a storm brewing.
Right.
So that might cool down if it rains.
Okay, hot air storm. Right. When we say hot, we say 热.
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 Yeah. And then it's a fourth tone, so we make a big effort. 热.
热.
Yeah. So, and earlier you said it's not only hot, it's very hot.
Yeah.
We say 好热.
好热.
Yeah, 好热. 好 is good, and here means very. 好热.
好热.
Yeah, but in London, it's very cold.We say 好冷。
好冷。
Yeah, 好冷。
好冷。
冷 is cold, and 好冷 is very cold. So, 好冷,好热。So, very cold, very hot.
好冷,好热。
Yeah, did you notice that the convention when we put hot and cold together in English, we say hot and cold, but then in Chinese, when we want to say the temperature to describe hot or cold, we actually put cold in front. So we say 冷热 rather than 热冷.
Ah, really? So that's like, how do you say it? That's on purpose.
No, it's just the convention. I rarely hear people saying cold and hot. But when we say hot and cold, drinks.
Yeah, that's true. In English, you'd always say hot and cold, but there's no real reason why.
Yeah. Mm. In Chinese, we say 冷热。
冷热。
Yeah, cold and hot. 冷热。
Mm.
Okay, so the character for 冷 is composed of the ice character on the left, and then on the right-hand side, that also cold as ice. So when you put together ice and colder ice, that must be very cold. So, 冷.
冷.
Yeah, and then the character for hot, they have the fire underneath. And there's a four dots underneath, that's the indication of the fire burning.
Mm.
And then the upper part indicates it's phonetic, so that indicates the sound. So, 热.
热.
热, that means very, very hot. And then to say air conditioning, then we say 冷气。
冷气。
Yeah, 冷 is cold and 气 is the air. So cold air, we say 冷气。
冷气。So it's kind of like in London at the moment, you might say you've got natural air conditioning outside.
Yes, we have the natural air conditioning outside, and then the machine which provides air conditioning, we say 冷气机。
冷气机。
Yeah, 机 means the machine. So, 冷气, cold air machine, 冷气机。
冷气机。
Yeah, and some places, especially modern homes, they have the thermostats. So it's not only hot or cold, you can adjust the temperature accordingly. We say 空调。
空调。
Yeah, 空 means the emptiness, and in this case indicates the air, and then the atmosphere. And then 调 is something you can adjust. So adjust the air temperature, 空调。
空调。
Yeah.
And that can be cold or hot, can't it?
Yeah, it can be any temperature you can set. And then when we say the radiator, we say 暖气, because 热 is very hot, and we don't really want to get too hot. We just want to get warm. In this case, 暖, that means warm.
Okay, 暖气。
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 Yeah, and then 热气, 热, the hot air. So in what case we need hot air?
If you're in a hot air balloon, 热气球.
That's it. Yeah, when we are in a hot air balloon, so 热气球, 球 is the ball. So hot air balloon is 热气球.
热气球.
Yep. And then when we say hot dog.
Oh, right.
热狗.
热狗.
Yeah, it's a direct translation. 热 is hot. 狗 is dog. Hot dog. 热狗.
热狗. You know, one of my favorite street food dishes in Taiwan is a special kind of 热狗. It's where you have a sausage inside a rice sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having a bread bun, you've got this kind of like rice sausage thing with a different sausage inside it.
Oh, I see. They just wrap up with a rice, sticky rice inside.
Yeah, yeah. They call it 大肠包香肠.
Yeah, or 糯米肠.
糯米肠.
Yeah, okay. So let's continue with 热, hot water, 热水.
热水.
Yeah, 水 is water, hot water, 热水.
热水.
And then to say hot tea, we say 热茶.
热茶.
Yeah.
That's really useful for the drink store when you're ordering one.
Yeah.
They'll always ask if you want 热的或冰的.
Yeah, 热的或冷的, 热的或冰的. And in this case, when you go to a drink store, because of the weather condition in many cities in China, people have different preference. So every single drink, you can tell them what type of temperature you want. Very hot or a little bit hot, lukewarm, room temperature, cold enough without ice, a little bit ice or a lot of ice.
Yeah.
And you can specify what type of level of ice or temperature you want. So in this case, it's very useful to learn exactly what type of temperature you like. So if you want 热, very, very hot, 好热. And then if you want to say it's not just 冷, 冷 means normal, it's like
just the cold
one. A little bit chilly, yeah, but not too icy. If you really want to have icy drinks, you say 冰的.
冰的.
Yeah, 冰, that means ice.
Right.
So that's obvious. You want this the sub-zero temperature type.
And in this case, the characters are interesting, aren't they? Because you were saying the character for 冷, that has the ice kind of radical as part of it. So once you know the 冰, the character, you'll find it pops up. The ice character pops up in anything to do with cold.
Yeah, and the Bing character has the ice radical on the left, and then on the right-hand side, there's water. So the character already told you what the ice is made out of. It gives out all the clues.
Yeah.
Yep, so to say hot water, we say 热水.
热水.
Yeah, 热水. And in this case, hot water can be for drinking, can be for bathing, can be for anything. So 热水.
热水.
Yeah, and ice water, 冰水.
冰水.
And cold water, 冷水.
冷水.
冷水. And then for someone like me, I don't really like hot weather, so I say 怕热.
怕热.
Yeah, 我怕热. I am afraid of heat. That means I don't like hot weather. 我怕热.
我怕热. So in this case, you use the word to be afraid of, 怕, to kind of to mean that you don't like something.
Yeah, and I'm not really scared, but I'm not a big fan of hot weather or heat. And then if I say 我怕冷, means I don't like cold weather either.
Yeah, 我怕冷. I think lots of people in Taiwan, 怕冷.
怕冷.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the habit, like when I lived there, I was used to it, and now I'm used to British weather, Boston weather, New York weather. So as a result, I found hot weather quite unbearable.
Yeah, I think one of the funniest things when you switch between climates like that is seeing the people who dress very differently. So sometimes you can, if you're in the UK at winter, in winter time, and you wrap up warm and, you know, you have a puffer jacket or something, and you come to Taiwan and the winter is, you know, 17 or 18 degrees, and you go out in shorts and t-shirt because it feels like summer, and everybody else is wrapped up in scarves and hats and puffer jackets. You think, wow, how can they do that?
Yeah. So to describe the cold weather, we say 冷天.
冷天.
Yeah, 冷 is cold and 天 is the sky. In this case, it indicates the weather. So 冷天.
冷天.
And then to say hot day, we say 热天.
热天.
热天. And then there's another expression, we say 大热天. 大 means big. So in this case, it just says, hey, it's really boiling hot out there. 大热天.
大热天.
大热天. And if today's weather is not too hot, it's not too cold, we say 不冷不热.
不冷不热.
Yeah, 不 means no. So not cold, not hot. 不冷不热.
不冷不热.
Yeah, so when we say it's freezing cold, we say 冷死了.
冷死了.
Yeah, 冷死了. 冷 is cold, and 死 means death. I'm freezing to death.
Cold to death.
And 冷 is just the expression. 冷死了。Yeah, so how's the weather today in London? 冷死了. Oh gosh, I'm freezing to death.
Wow.
And then how's the weather in Taipei?
热死了。
Yeah, it's a boiling hot. I'm dying from the heat. Yeah, it's a melodramatic expression, but then people use it all the time.
Hmm.
And how's the weather today in Taipei?
热死了.
Yeah, the weather in, for example, in Alaska, in winter, 冷死了. Yeah, that's freezing cold.
Hmm.
Yeah, great. So thank you so much, Josh, today. We talk about hot and cold. 冷, 热. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This is super useful, so practice a couple times. You can use it to describe weather, your drinks, and what sort of the weather you prefer. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Josh.
再见, 小兰。
谢谢。
不客气。